won't give him much of a call out. 0-1 the count to James Bornick. And Bornick enters this plate appearance batting 375, but over a very limited amount of plate appearances. Just one RBI on the season for him, no home runs. 819 OPS. Punky still standing on first base, and you're kind of looking at him to see if he's going to try and take off. Battle looking home and taking his time now. 10 seconds on the pitch clock. Fires, but misses high for ball number one. 1-1 the count. Camden Kunkey over on first base for the Dock Spiders. In his 19 games, he has just one stolen base. So not too big of a threat, but he is leaning a little bit. 1-1 the count. Battle brings the foot up. Fires a breaking ball home, but it gets fouled back by Bornick to bring the count 1-2. Bornick working from behind, and this is the Justin Battle you like to see, getting ahead in the count. That's what has made him so impressive over the past five. It's been getting ahead in these counts early. Finally able to do so here in the second, although he did allow the leadoff single. 1-2 count to James Bornick. Pitch gets a swing and a miss. Strike number three. That takes care of James Bornick for the first K of the game from Justin Battle. Brings up Jaron Cotton to the plate with one out and a runner on first in the bottom of the second. Still 2-0, the Dock Spiders lead. And Jaron Cotton, the right-handed hitting third baseman, it's a righty-righty matchup between him and Battle. And with the runner on first, you could get out of this inning with a ground ball double play. Cotton hoping to avoid that fate in the righty-righty matchup. Battle brings the pitch home, but it misses high for ball number one, a 1-0 count. Jaron Cotton batting 157 this year, but he's got three home runs and 17 RBIs. He's been here almost all year long for the Dock Spiders. 1-0 count. It's a flare out towards shallow right field in the infield, and Landon Gaz makes contact with the base runner, and with that, he was not able to bring it in, and the base runner going to be called for interference on it. And so even though Gaz couldn't bring the ball in, Camden Kunkey is called out on the bases, and Jaron Cotton does make it to first. They say runner's interference on it, and you don't see that all the time. An interesting play, but one where Landon Gaz was trying to go out and make the catch. He had some contact there, and he's taking his time now as looks like he had his sunglasses knocked off in the collision. And so with that, he has to go pick him up. Now seems like he'll be ready to go, but Gaz taking a little bit of time to make sure that he's ready. There is now two outs in the second inning. Runner still on first. And a 2-0 lead for the Dock Spiders brings up the top of the order with Tommy Guggins, who sends one out towards left field. Dropping down, it will reach into the corner, bounces off the high part of the wall. Throw back in from Beauchesne. Relay not going to come as it bounces over the head of Bermudez, and it's an RBI double for Tommy Guggins. It's now a 3-0 Dock Spiders lead in the bottom of the second. Big-time hit from Tommy Guggins as Jaron Cotton is able to score all the way from first base. So it brings up Devin Nunez with a man on second and two outs in the bottom of the second. Now 3-0, the Dock Spiders lead. And Nunez, the left-handed hitting center fielder, it's a lefty-righty matchup between him and Battle. First pitch low for ball number one, 1-0 the count. Nunez, this is second plate appearance of the game. He is 0-for-1 after grounding out to second back in the first inning. And Battle looks back to second a couple times. Now the 1-0 count misses high, 2-0, and Nunez from Navasota, Texas, 5'11", 180 out of the University of Nebraska. Take a look back at last game. I mentioned he came in as a pinch hitter in that one, but on the season been pretty strong offensively as that one misses outside. Now a 3-0 count, and once again, you see Battle falling behind in the count. Not something that we have seen too much this season, but this game really looks like a different player out there on the mound. 3-0 the count, runner still on second, and that pitch on the upper part of the zone is called for strike number one. 3-1 the count. Quinn Chambeau is on deck. He scored a run back in the first inning, so don't want to see him back up. 3-1 the count, and Nunez trying to keep the inning alive with two away, and that pitch outside, ball number four, the third walk of the game issued by Justin Battle. And it brings up Quinn Chambeau with runners on first and second and two outs in the bottom of the second inning. 3-0 the Dock Spiders lead, and Battle tossing the ball in his glove as Manny Silva, the Rafters pitching coach, heads out to the mound. And Battle had been so good this season, hasn't really needed too many mound visits this year. He's come in relief most of his appearances and gone until he can't anymore or until they make the natural switch to the closer or whoever is scheduled to go next. Haven't really had to have too many mound visits, and Battle hoping to turn things around here. That first inning didn't go his way due to the back-to-back walks and then the double, and in this inning, another two-out rally from the Dock Spiders. All three of their runs scored have been with two outs in the inning. Runners on first and second and two away. 3-0 the Dock Spiders lead, and Battle now ready to go against Quinn Chambeau, the right-handed hitting right fielder. Righty-righty matchup. Both runners leaning a little bit but not going as the first pitch to Chambeau misses inside for ball number one. 1-0 the count, and Chambeau drew a four-pitch walk back in the first inning. Got off the plate discipline there, and on the season, the Oklahoma State batter is hitting 269 on the year as he foul tips one back into the glove of Lachlan Maud. 1-1 the count. Let's take a look at the Rafters' defensive alignment. On the mound, Justin Battle with Lachlan Maud behind the plate. 1-1 count, both runners going, swing and a miss, and Maud can't get the ball out of his glove. A double steal there makes it now a 1-2 count to Chambeau. But two runners in scoring position, and you have got to limit the hit here. 1-2, Battle looking home, hoping to finish off the batter. Breaking ball, grounded over towards third. Picked up by Bryant, long throw to first, and off the hop, Gaz picks it off, and that is out number three. 5-3 on the putout, and that takes care of the bottom of the second. But one more run comes across for the Dock Spiders on two hits. There were no errors, and there were two left on base. We go to the top of the third. It's 3-0 Fond du Lac here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids. Hey Rafters fans, don't let online troublemakers steal home. Stay in control with the new My Solaris app. It's a grand slam for parents, letting you monitor and block content, set screen time limits, and keep your family safe online, all from your phone or mobile device. Test your internet speed like a pro, set up guest networks, and prioritize devices to keep your family's MVPs working, streaming, or gaming without a hitch. With My Solaris, you're in command, managing your Wi-Fi like a champ. For more information, visit solaris.net/Wi-Fi. App features vary by internet plan and may require a complimentary equipment upgrade. Looking for comfort, convenience, and great rates? Come stay at Super 8 by Wyndham, where value meets hospitality. We offer corporate, group, contractor, and extended stay rates, plus discounts for AAA, AARP, military, and CDL guests. Relax in a suite or whirlpool room or enjoy a poolside stay with full access to our indoor pool and kids' games. Planning a gathering? Our meeting space fits up to 40. Wake up to our continental breakfast, served daily from 6 a.m. to 10 a.m. And don't forget, Lake Pekawa Park is just 5 minutes away. Book your stay today at Super 8 by Wyndham. Comfort and convenience, all in one place.
Let's get back to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
It has not been the same accuracy from Justin Battle today on the pitching mound, but he still kept the Rafters in the game through two innings as the Rafters' offense looks to get moving against Jordan Tuohy, who is back out for his third inning of work. It's 3-0 Dock Spiders in the top of the third, and Tuohy will take on the 7, 8, and 9 batters in the Rafters' batting order. That's Lachlan Maude, Mike Monum, and Christian Bermudez. And Lachlan Maude stepping into the batter's box, the right-handed hitting catcher. It's a righty-righty matchup between him and Tuohy. Tuohy, ball and glove, brings the leg up, fires home, and the pitch outside called for ball number one. 1-0 the count. Maude entering this at-bat is batting 170 on the season, a 500 OPS. He's got one home run and nine RBIs. 1-0 count. Pitch coming home is in there for strike number one. Now 1-1 the count. Maude from New Mexico Junior College, 6'4", 228 catcher. Back to playing his natural position. He's played a little bit of first recently as the breaking ball misses inside. Now a 2-1 count. And Maude, a guy who's been here since the start of the second half, helping keep the catcher's room consistent. He swings and misses at the 2-1 to bring it 2-2. He's been working on the defensive side of the plate, but he's also been working on the offensive side. Maude, when we came into the Witter Field this morning before we left on the bus, Maude was there working with Manny Silva in the cages. As a foul ball rolls back into fair territory down the first baseline, Maude saw it bounce foul and wasn't walking down the first base, and instead it rolls back fair due to the spin off the bat. And so Maude goes down 1-3 on the putout, and that is out number one of the third inning. A bad luck batter retired, and it brings up Mike Monum to the plate with one out and nobody on in the top of the third. Still 3-0, the lead for Fond du Lac. Monum, the right-handed hitting DH. It's a righty-righty matchup between him and Tuohy, and he swings and misses at the first pitch. 0-1 the count, and Monum really struggling this season and hoping to find some confidence at the plate. 0-1 count on the way home. A swing and a miss for strike number two. Now 0-2 the count. He's got hits in just one game this season, and that was at Lakeshore when he went 3-for-5 that game. But outside of that, he is now 0-for-29. 0-2 count. Just misses low, and a good take from Monum. Now a 1-2 count. And so Monum really hoping to turn it around. He has had some Northwoods League experience before and hoping to lean on that to get back to what he knows he can do. 1-2 count coming here. Swing and a miss. That's strike number three. And that is out number two of the third inning. Brings up to the plate now Christian Bermudez with two outs and the base is empty in the top of the third. 3-0 the Dock Spiders lead, and Christian Bermudez, the right-handed hitting shortstop. It's a righty-righty matchup between him and Tuohy. Tuohy brings the leg up and fires home, breaking ball in there for strike number one. 0-1 the count. And Bermudez, he does have the one hit in his Rafters career, but he's also been hit by a couple pitches and drawn a walk as he swings and misses at the 0-1 count. Now 0-2. Yesterday was not his best game. Bermudez 1-for-4. He had two strikeouts, though, and was caught stealing the one time on base. 0-2 count here is fouled back and had to bite that one away as it was right on that outside edge, and you're not really trying to put that one into play. You're just trying to stay alive at the plate, and that's what he did with that pitch. Good job there, and Bermudez comes from Rider University. Another one of these late season additions for the Rafters. 0-2 count, swing and a miss. That's strike number three, and the third K of the game for Jordan Tuohy. He goes 1-2-3 in the third inning yet again. No runs, no hits, no errors, and nobody left on base. We go to the bottom of the third. It is 3-0 Dock Spiders here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Hey, baseball fans. Are you ready to swing for the fences in your career instead of warming the bench? By joining Skyward's award-winning team, you'll put education technology solutions into the hands of school leaders who serve over 7 million students around the world. Innovation, collaboration, and fun are all a part of the Skyward culture. So what are you waiting for? Step up to the plate and apply today at www.skyward.com/careers.
What is dedication?
The thing that drives me every day as a dad is Dariano. We call him Day-Day for short. Every day he's hungry for something, whether it's attention, affection, knowledge. And there's this huge responsibility in making sure that when he's no longer under my wing, that he's a good person. I think the advice I would give is you don't need to know all the answers. The craziest thing was believing that your dad knew everything. So as a dad, you felt like you had to know everything. You had to get everything right. It's okay to make mistakes. As long as it's coming from love, then, you know, it kind of starts to work itself out. I want him to be able to sit back one day and go, we worked together, we did a good job.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Let's get back to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
The bottom of the third coming your way here on WFHR 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, Wisconsin Rapids. And Justin Battle back out on the mound for the Rafters for his third inning of action and hoping for his first shutout inning. He allowed two runs in the first. One run last inning, hoping for zero this one, and he'll take on the 4-5-6 batters in the Dock Spiders order. That's James Hankerson Jr., Jonathan Fitz, and Jalen Gellings due up. First pitch to Hankerson is in there, called for strike number one, 0-1 the count, and Hankerson, left-handed hitting first baseman. It's a lefty-righty matchup between him and Battle. Battle brings the leg up and fires home, and the fastball upstairs called for ball number one, 1-1 the count. Hankerson up for the second time this game. He drew a walk back in the first inning. Eventually came around to score as well on the double from Jonathan Fitz. 1-1 count, laced foul down the left field line, and now a 1-2 count. Justin Battle really struggling with his location this game, but able to work ahead in the count on Hankerson, and that's what you want to see, especially with a strong batter at the plate. Hankerson from FSU, a native of Tampa, Florida, coming up to the Midwest for this summer. 1-2 count high for ball number two. Now a 2-2 count. And his 35 RBIs are one of the team's leaders. Not quite the team leader. He's behind Jaron Sanderson, who had 42 RBIs, although Sanderson no longer active on the roster. 2-2 count upstairs for ball number three, 3-2 count. So Hankerson trying to catch up to his Dock Spiders teammate. Needs seven RBIs to tie him, eight to take the lead the rest of the season. But just three games left, he's going to have to find some explosive plays. He certainly can, though. 3-2 count, swing and a miss, strike number three, and Hankerson goes down with the K. That's his 60th strikeout of the season, and it's been a real swing-and-a-miss type season for him. He's had the ups and downs, and his 60th strikeout of the year, he is second on the team, only behind Jaron Cotton, but when he hits the ball, he hits it far. Either way, second strikeout of the game for Justin Battle. It brings up Jonathan Fitz with the bases empty and one away in the bottom of the third. 3-0, the Dock Spiders lead. Fitz, the right-handed hitting catcher, righty-righty matchup as the breaking ball clips the upper part of the zone for strike number one. 0-1 the count, and Fitz, one of the three Dock Spiders hits this game. He had the bases-clearing 2-RBI double back in the first. 0-1 count, breaking ball hit out towards left field, and it's going to drop in front of O'Shane, his second hit of the game. Fitz stays hot today with a one-out single. And with that, it brings up Jalen Gellings to the plate with a man on first and one out in the bottom of the third. Still 3-0 Dock Spiders. And Gellings, the right-handed hitting second baseman, it's a righty-righty matchup between him and Battle. And Gellings ready to go at the plate, wavering his bat around his shoulder as Battle takes his time on the mound, brings the pitch home, and the fastball in there called for strike number one. 0-1 the count. Galen Gellings up for the second time this game. He's 0-1 after grounding out to shortstop back in the first inning. Fitz is on first base, and a breaking ball hits the upper inside corner for strike number two. Now an 0-2 count, and Jonathan Fitz over there at first base. You're not too afraid of him to try and take off, although you're kind of watching him a little bit the way that he's standing. 0-2 count coming home. Breaking ball laced over to the left side of the infield and gets on through into left. Fitz will stay put at second base, however. It's an 0-2 count single for Jalen Gellings. A great piece of hitting there as Battle not able to finish off the batter. And it brings up Camden Kunkey with runners on first and second and one away in the bottom of the third. Still 3-run lead for Fond du Lac. And Camden Kunkey, the right-handed hitting left fielder, it's a righty-righty matchup between him and Battle. On first, it's Jalen Gellings. On second, it's Jonathan Fitz. Pitch on the way home is going to miss inside and chase him out of the plate. So a 1-0 count, and Kunkey up for the second time this game. He's 1-1 after singling to lead off the second. Battle taking his time. 1-0 count coming home. Fastball high for ball number two. Now 2-0 the count. Kunkey trying to send the runner from second home. Fitz one stolen base on the season through 36 games, although Jalen Gellings a little bit of a quicker runner behind him. 2-0 count, and the pitch here grounded up the middle over towards short. Bermudez is there, flips it to second, throw back to first, and way airmailed by Arusovic. It bounces off of the Rafters dugout. Landon Gaz there to back it up, though, and keeps the runner on third base. So it simply goes as a fielder's choice. 6-4 fielder's choice against Camden Kunkey, and that is out number two of the third inning. Gellings out at second, Kunkey safe at first, and Jonathan Fitz advances to third base. So runners on the corners with two outs in the bottom of the third. Still 3-0, the Dock Spiders lead, and it brings up James Bornick to the plate. Bornick, the left-handed hitting DH. It's a lefty-righty matchup between him and Battle, and surprisingly this year, Battle has really excelled against left-handed hitters. As the first pitch to Bornick misses high for ball number one, 1-0 the count. And you usually see the pitcher with the advantage whenever they're facing the same-sided batter. But against lefties this year, Battle has allowed just a 111 batting average compared to a 322 for right-handers. As this one is fouled back, it's now a 1-1 count. And Bornick, 0-1 on the game, he struck out against Battle back in the second inning. Battle a chance for his first scoreless frame of the game. However, with two outs, that's when the Dock Spiders have done their damage. All three of their runs have come with two outs in the inning this game. And trying to make it more runs as there is a man on third and first for Fond du Lac. Pickoff move back to first. Gaz just grabs it out of the air and no tag applied. Kunkey back to first in plenty of time. 1-1 the count still to Bornick. Battle bringing the ball into his glove, looking home, and the pitch is hit out towards shallow center field, running up on it. It won't be in time for Lindsay to grab it out of the air, and he'll just have to toss it back into the infield. It's an RBI single for James Bornick, and the two-out rallies continue for the Dock Spiders. Bornick on first, and Kunkey now on second, as Jonathan Fitz came across to score the Dock Spiders' fourth run of the game. They lead 4-0 over the Rafters in the bottom of the third, and they now have runners on first and second with two away in the bottom of the third. Brings up Jaron Cotton to the plate. Right-handed hitting third baseman. It's a righty-righty matchup between him and Battle. First pitch on the way home, grounded foul down the third base line, and now an 0-1 count. Cotton up for the second time this game. He is 0-1 after grounding into that odd fielder's choice by technicality. Well, not grounding, I should say. It was more of a pop-up that should have been caught by Gaz if not for the runner's interference. It technically goes down as a fielder's choice. 0-1 count is called on the outside edge for strike number two. Now 0-2 the count. Otten just trying to bring up that batting average, a guy who comes from UW-Milwaukee, really struggling this year in terms of the hits, and the 0-2 count can't quite find the lower outside corner, and now a 1-2 count to Cotton. Cotton in the 9-hole for the Dock Spiders, and you see the potential in the bat when you watch him play, but just hasn't come together yet. Part of the reason has been the swings and the misses. 1-2 count. And a breaking ball is hit out towards right field. Underneath it is Kobayashi, and he'll make the catch for out number three. That does it for the third inning, but once again, a two-out run comes across. They score one run on the three hits. There were no errors for the Rafters, and the Dock Spiders left two on base. We go to the fourth. It's 4-0 Fond du Lac here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Timeout.
Remember, we're a team that plays together. Listen, the winning will take care of itself. We just have to get everyone involved.
In interscholastic sports, we celebrate what makes every one of us unique. And in the pursuit of a common goal, everyone in the huddle, in the bleachers, and in the community comes together. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Econ Electric, Inc., based in Wisconsin Rapids, Wisconsin, dedicates itself to delivering cutting-edge and dependable residential electrical contractor services. Whether it's a new home or enhancing existing ones, their commitment spans every detail. The success lies in offering residential electrical services tailored to your lifestyle and property. Proudly serving central Wisconsin, including Stevens Point, Plover, Lakes Area, and Wisconsin Rapids. Experience the comfort and security of a Generac generator and the excellent customer service of Econ Electric, Inc. now.
You're cruising along Highway 54, you're jamming out to your favorite song, you slow down for a red light when out your passenger window another car revs their engine wanting you to race. Now, at first you're like, no, I can't. But before you finish your thought, the light changes green, your foot slams the gas, your adrenaline is surging until your check engine light goes on and reality strikes. Have fun again in your vehicle. Work with the team at Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep.
Let's get back to the game here on WFHR.
Jordan Tuohy has been absolutely incredible for the Dock Spiders so far. And now the second time through the order for the Rafters, as in the top of the fourth, they'll send up River Lindsay, Kareem Arusevic, and Jake Beauchesne due up. That's their 1, 2, and 3 batters. It's 4-0 Fond du Lac. And River Lindsay, our pregame guest of the show, up for the second time this game. Left-handed hitting center fielder. It's a lefty-righty matchup between him and Tuohy. Lindsay flew out towards right field back in the first inning. First pitch from Tuohy, laced out towards right field, and that is the first base runner of the game on a single from River Lindsay. Comes in the fourth inning, and finally the Rafters get someone on. Brings up Kareem Arusevic to the plate with a man on first and nobody out in the top of the fourth. Still a four-run lead for Fond du Lac, and Arusevic, the left-handed hitting second baseman, it's a lefty-righty matchup between him and Tuohy. The runner on first is River Lindsay, and Tuohy looking home. Lindsay taking off, pitches outside, throw on down to second. The tag not in time, and he is safe with the stolen base. River Lindsay, another one for the Rafters. He has been one of the best base stealers since getting into Wisconsin Rapids. That now his fifth stolen base in just a few games for the Rafters. He's been caught one time, however. He stole two bases in the game yesterday, and now a 1-0 count to Kareem Arusevic with a runner in scoring position, and Tuohy trying to keep his shutout alive. He'll call time as he'll call for his catcher, Jonathan Fitz, to head up to the mound to make sure that they're on the same page. And Fitz walking up there to have the chat with Tui, and Tui has not had the season that he was hoping for, but could end it on a strong note. So far, so good for the right-hander. His best appearance this season is debatable. He allowed just one run over three innings at Green Bay back on July 7th, but he also had a five-inning appearance where he allowed three runs, so it's kind of a give and take. He allowed two more runs, but also pitched two more innings in that five-inning outing. So it depends what you value as Arusevic fouls one off. It's now a 1-1 count. Regardless, trying to get through four innings without allowing a run in this game, and that would pretty clearly be his best performance of the year to this point. 1-1 count. Arusevic shows bunt, pulls back. It's called for a ball. 2-1 the count. Arusevic, 0-1 in the game. He grounded out back to second in the first inning. Lindsay leaning over there on second base. Wouldn't be shocked if he tried to take off for third as well. Infield is pushed in, and the 2-1 count laced out towards right center field. Pretty deep, running back. It'll bounce off of the warning track and to the wall. Arusevic is rounding for third now, trying to make it an RBI triple, and he is a stand-up triple. River Lindsay scores from second on a jog, and Kareem Arusevic has this a 4-1 game now in the top of the fourth. Quite the hit from Kareem Arusevic. Brings up Jake Beauchesne to the plate with a man on third and nobody out in the top of the fourth. Second time through the order has treated the Rafters a lot better against Jordan Tui. First pitch of the inning. This one's hit high in the air out towards left field. Turning back at the warning track. This one is going to bounce off of the wall. Nearly out of here. Not quite. It landed just on the top of it. And not far of a bounce, but hit the 375 sign out there in left center field. For a second thought that one was gone. Tough to see the ball out there, but either way, we'll easily send home Kareem Arusevic for a RBI double. And Jake Beauchesne gets in on the hit parade. That's three straight hits for the Rafters to start off the fourth inning. It's now a two-run game. 4-2, the Dock Spiders lead, and the tying runner at the plate is the right-handed hitting first baseman Landon Gaz. Righty-righty matchup. First pitch hit out towards left field, but not as well, and that's a simple flyout as it's brought in by Camden Kunkey for out number one. Brings up Hiroto Kobayashi to the plate with a man on second and one out in the top of the fourth. And Kobayashi, talking to him earlier, mentioned that he wanted to hit for more power. He's had one home run this season and a couple games with doubles as of late, but still hasn't seen a home run since back on July 22nd here in Fond du Lac, where he had four extra base hits. First pitch, a breaking ball on the lower part of the zone for strike number one. 0-1 the count. It's 4-2, the Dock Spiders lead in the top of the fourth inning. Man on second is Jake Beauchesne. Kobayashi, right-handed hitting right fielder. Righty-righty matchup as the 0-1 misses outside. Now a 1-1 count. Kobayashi in that game against the Dock Spiders went 4-for-5 back on July 22nd. Had three doubles and a home run. An absolutely incredible game. By far the best a Rafter has shown off this season as the 1-1 count misses low and away. Now a 2-1 count. So to say the least, he likes hitting at Hare Baker Field, and not because this is a hitter's park. It certainly isn't. 330 to the foul poles and 375 to left and right center field as the 2-1 count is in there for strike number two. Now a 2-2 count. It's 400 to dead center here in Fond du Lac, and a very even symmetric field. It is nice, but a 2-2 count. Kobayashi will foul one off straight back and out of play. Still a 2-2 count. Kobayashi fighting to stay alive. Sixth pitch of the plate appearance comes up next, and Kobayashi on the season batting 243, but he's been turning things around in the second half. It's been so much better for him in the second half compared to the first half. especially as of late. He's reached base multiple times in the last seven consecutive games. Runner taking off from second. It's taken high and inside. Throw down to third. It's to the outside of the bag. And Beauchesne is safe with another stolen base. He takes off for third. And now a runner just 90 feet away from scoring. And a 3-2 count to Kobayashi with only one away. A fly ball here to the outfield. Could be a sacrifice. 3-2 count, fouled back, and Kobayashi will see pitch number 8 coming up next. Kobayashi, one of the RBI leaders on the Rafters this season. He is tied for second on the team with Matt and Akko. First place is Noah Ruiz. 3-2 count, hit out towards left field. Could be deep enough, running up on it. Here comes the throw. Beauchesne is on the way. Relay, it is in time. They got him. Oh, man, what a play. 7-6-3 to take care of both Kobayashi and Jake Beauchesne. A double play there and a tough one at that, as Beauchesne is a good runner, but that takes us through the top of the fourth. Two runs come across for the Rafters on three hits. There were no errors, and there was nobody left on base. We go to the bottom of the fourth, 4-2 the Dock Spiders lead here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
When it comes to heating and cooling homes in central Wisconsin, make the call to the Bullpen for Comfort Heating Cooling Fireplaces, a proud partner of your Wisconsin Rapids Rafters. For more than 25 years, the Bryant experts have done whatever it takes to keep homeowners like you comfortable, from simple repairs and service to complete HVAC replacements and beyond. So no matter what you need, you'll know that their team has your back.
Need HVAC service now? Schedule yours by visiting comfortaire.biz. That's comfortaire.biz.
Hi everyone, Seth here from Seth Faces the Music. You know, being the host of the award-winning second greatest radio show in the state of Wisconsin can be a lot of work. I have to come up with new themes all the time. So in the interest of clarity, here are some topics I will not be using in upcoming episodes.
Mittens, tinfoil, gastric bypass surgery, window treatments, 17th century Japanese art, outhouses, bowler hats, spam, clog dancing.
Seth Faces the Music, every Sunday from 6 to 8 p.m. only on WFHR.
It's back. Because of the tremendous response last year, the studios of WFHR and WIRI will be having an open house on Wednesday, August 20th from 12 to 6 p.m. Join the crew for food trucks, games, and a staff dessert contest. Kids can try their hand at being a radio announcer. Some will even be played on the air. Local nonprofits will be on hand, along with special live broadcasts on both stations. Join us right here, 1690 2nd Avenue South, for our open house on August 20th from 12 to 6.
Now, let's get back to exciting Rafters baseball here on WFHR.
That was a great play to end the top of the fourth inning. A line out to left field, and the 7-5-2 put out of Jake Beauchesne was out number three as he tried tagging up to advance home, and a on-the-money throw from the third baseman, Jaron Cotton, was the reason that he was retired. However, now into the bottom of the fourth, the Rafters still did manage two runs in that top of the inning. So it's just a two-run game, 4-2. The Dock Spiders lead in the bottom of the fourth. And a new pitcher for the Rafters, Easton Zempel, misses the first one outside for ball number one. Tommy Guggins, the leadoff man in the bottom of the fourth inning. 4-2, the Dock Spiders lead, and Guggins, a 1-0 count, taking the second pitch in the dirt for ball number two, 2-0. Guggins will be followed by Devin Nunez and Quinn Chambeau due up in the bottom of the fourth. That's the 1-2 and 3 batters in the order for Fond du Lac. Zempel, 2-0 count, coming home, and he finally gets his first strike of the game. A 2-1 count, and Zempel joined us on the pregame show back in Green Bay a few days ago. Was glad to have him on the show, and he's been off to a strong start to his Rafters career. 2-1 count, grounded over towards short. Picked up by Bermudez, throw to first, and it's in time. 6-3 on the putout, takes care of Tommy Guggins for out number one. Brings up Devin Nunez to the plate with one out, and the base is empty in the bottom of the fourth inning. 4-2, the Dock Spiders lead, and Nunez, the left-handed hitting center fielder. It's a lefty-righty matchup between him and Zempel. Now Nunez stepping into the batter's box. And Zempel taking a deep breath, 10 seconds on the pitch clock, and now getting ready to fire. He brings the leg up, and the breaking ball misses high for ball number one, 1-0 the count. Final line on Justin Battle. He goes 3 innings and allows 4 runs. All 4 were earned on 6 hits, 3 walks, and 2 strikeouts. Faced 18 batters on 61 pitches. 1-0 count, grounded foul down the third base line. Now 1-1 to Devin Nunez. Nunez 0-1 on the game. This is his third plate appearance. He walked his last time up. Also stole second when he was on the bases then. Grounded out 4-3 back in the first inning. 1-1 the count. Zempel firing home. Breaking ball on the upper part of the zone. Strike number 2. 1-2 the count. And Zempel, you look at what he's been able to do this season for the Rafters, and he has been really good coming in his just 2 games, a 3.0 ERA, as a fly ball goes foul down the left field line and just misses the light post. Still 1-2. Nunez entered this game batting over 300. And so Zempel has a tough man to try and retire, but he's had some tough batters retired himself already as another ground ball goes towards the first base side but fouled off. Still a 1-2 count and pitch number 6 of the plate appearance coming up next. Zempel, his last time out, played at Green Bay on August 4th. That was 3 days ago when he allowed 2 runs. Both were earned on 3 hits. Fly ball goes foul once again down the left field line and it remains 1-2. That's the third time a pitch has been fouled off with 2 strikes for Devin Nunez. Zempel 6'6", 205. Really a tall guy out there and able to use that to his advantage. Ball looks like it releases faster as the 1-2 count is grounded once again foul down the first base line. Whenever you've got a tall, lanky pitcher like Zempel, it does really help it when your release point is a little bit lower. Your arm gets extra extension, and so it's a little bit closer to the plate when the ball finally fires, regardless of what the speed of the pitch actually is. As Zempel's throwing mid-80s, the 1-2 count on the fastball misses outside, and now 2-2 to Nunez. 9th pitch of the plate appearance coming up next, and Zempel's been pretty accurate, but just hasn't been able to get Nunez to put one in play or strike out. 2-2 count, breaking ball, a fly ball down the left field line in foul territory. Racing over to it, Beauchesne won't be able to get there as it reaches toward the Doc Spiders bullpen and remains a 2-2 count. 10th pitch of the plate appearance coming up here, and Nunez continuing to fight him off. Zempel certainly not going to be pitch count efficient this inning, even if he is able to get through it scoreless. Nobody on and one away in the bottom of the fourth. 4-2, the Doc Spiders lead. 2-2 the count, and the pitch high for ball number 3. Now a full count to Devin Nunez, who just continues to work the count, and this must be frustrating for Easton Zempel, who's been so accurate throwing strikes. 7 strikes, 3 balls, 3-2 count, grounded up the middle over towards second. Picked up by Arusovic, couple of steps and throws it to first in time for out number 2. 4-3 on the putout, and it brings up Quinn Shambo with the bases empty and 2 outs in the bottom of the fourth. Justin Battle only went 3 innings in this game, and in each one he allowed a run or more with 2 outs. All 4 of the runs for the Doc Spiders this game have come with 2 outs in the inning. See if they continue to rally as the first pitch to Shambo misses outside for ball number 1. 1-0 the count, and Shambo up for the third time this game. He is 0-1 from the plate. 1-0 the count, and Zempel brings the fastball home but misses low for ball number 2. Now a 2-0 count. Shambo grounded out 5-3 his last time up back in the second inning, and before that, it was a walk that he stole second on and eventually came around to score. 2-0 the count. Shambo holds off, but it's called for a strike anyways. Now 2-1 the count. Easton Zempel, the pitcher for the Rafters, comes from UW-Stevens Point, native of Middleton, Wisconsin. A junior who Throws right-handed and gets a ground ball up the middle, and it gets past the shortstop Bermudez into center field. A two-out single for Quinn Chambeau, and that's the seventh hit of the game for the Dockspiders, as it brings up James Hankerson Jr. with a man on first and two away in the bottom of the fourth. A 4-2 Dockspiders lead. The Rafters have been able to stay in this one. Battle never compounded on those innings, which was huge for the Rafters. Even though he allowed the four runs, he really did a good job to at least get through it. You've seen some of the Rafters pitchers this year really struggle with that once they finally face some troubles. First pitch to James Hankerson misses outside for ball number one, a 1-0 count. Hankerson, left-handed hitting first baseman. It's a lefty-righty matchup between him and Zempel. Chambeau on first base, thought about taking off, but goes back as the pitch is called for strike number one on Hankerson. 1-1 the count, and Hankerson 0-1 on the game. He struck out swinging his last time up and drew a walk back in the first inning. Also came around to score that time. Pitch on the way home, misses high for ball number two, now a 2-1 count. And on first base, Quinn Chambeau. He's got two stolen bases across his 15 games played. So he can do it, but not too aggressive when he's on there. Nobody ahead of him here, though, in the 2-1 count. It's a fly ball down the left field line, reaching foul. Will Beauchesne be able to get there? Not quite. It bounces off the warning track and off the wall in foul territory. Now a 2-2 count. And Easton Zempel, in his six innings pitched, he has three strikeouts, so not too much of a strikeout pitcher. Didn't have more than one strikeout across his three innings last time out. However, back against Lakeshore, he had two strikeouts in his three shutout innings in his Rafters debut back on August 1st. 2-2 the count now to Hankerson, and it's a fly ball down the left field line. Should be fair, and Beauchesne going to easily be able to play this one. Brings it into his glove, and that is out number three of the fourth inning. And so the first shutout inning of the game goes to Easton Zempel, as in the fourth, the Dockspiders score no runs on one hit. There were no errors, and there was one left on base. We go to the fifth. It's 4-2 Dockspiders here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Hey, everybody. Glad you could join us. I'm Tim Hubbelt, better known as the Polka Guy, on the Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show.
Join Tim every Saturday and Sunday for a great variety of polkas, waltzes, and more. Wake up at 7 a.m. on Saturday morning to get the weekend started on the right foot, then enjoy a lively Sunday afternoon at 1 p.m. Same great show, two different times, one fun weekend. The Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show, 7 a.m. Saturdays and 1 p.m. Sundays, only on WFHR, locally grown radio.
Now, let's get back to exciting Rafters baseball here on WFHR.
Jordan Tuohy has thrown just 48 pitches through the first four innings, and he's back out here for a fifth, looking to continue his previous domination. But last inning, the Rafters were finally able to get to him. They scored two runs in the top of the fourth, and then they shut out the Dockspiders in the bottom of the frame. So a little bit of momentum the Wisconsin Rapids way, and hoping for it to continue here as the Rafters trail it 4-2 in the top of the fifth inning. And the Rafters looking to get back on track and at the very least split the home-and-home series with the Dockspiders. Yesterday it went the Dockspiders way in a 10-6 victory back at Witter Field. It was the home finale for the Rafters, and an unfortunate one that the Rafters couldn't win, but the fans really showed up that game. 2250, a season high by a mile in attendance, as the fans really packed the stands. And the Rafters tried to make a comeback at the end there, but not quite able to do so. And so hoping at the very least to do the comeback in this one, as they trail by two. They trailed by four earlier in the game. And we'll see if they can keep the offense going. It's Peyton Bryant, Lachlan Maughan, and Mike Monham due up in the top of the fifth. Those are the 6, 7, and 8 batters in the batting order taking on Jordan Tuohy. First batter, Peyton Bryant, right-handed hitting third baseman. It's a righty-righty matchup as the first pitch is in there for strike number one on the outside half of the plate. 0-1 the count, and Bryant up for the second time this game. He is 0-1 from the plate. Flew out to the second baseman back in the second inning. takes the 0-1 count for strike number two on another breaking ball. And Bryant, an on-base machine for the Rafters. That's been his calling card. And 0-2 called upstairs for ball number one. Did not miss by much. And Jordan Toohey trying to stay pitch count efficient here. That has been what's made him so strong, is that the Rafters have not been able to work the count. 1-2 count, grounded over to the right side of the infield, picked up at first base, and stepping on the bag himself is Hankerson for out number one. Brings up Lachlan Maude to the plate with the bases empty and one away in the top of the fifth. Still a 4-2 lead for the Dock Spiders, and Maude, the right-handed hitting catcher, it's a righty-righty matchup between him and Toohey. Toohey, he retired the first nine batters in a row that allowed three straight hits. He's retired the next three as a fly ball by Maude is hit out towards right field. Diving and a little misjudged at first, which made the dive necessary, but it's brought in by the right fielder Chambeau for out number two. That's now four straight batters retired by Jordan Toohey, and it brings up Mike Monahan to the plate with the bases empty and two outs in the top of the fifth. 4-2, the Dock Spiders lead, and the Rafters trying to get that offense moving, but the momentum slowly stopping offensively as the first pitch is in there, looked at for strike number one. 0-1 the count. Monahan up for the second time this game. He's 0-1 after striking out swinging back in the third inning. 0-1 the count. Pitch coming home. It's grounded over towards third and just foul by a hair. And now an 0-2 count. Monahan trying to avoid the strikeout here. And this season has not been kind to him. And talked to him a little bit after the game as well. And still seemed in high spirits, but he recognized that this season has not been what he hoped for. And trying to get back to what he used to do. 0-2 count in there, called for strike number three. And that does it for the fifth inning. Three up, three down in the fifth for Jordan Toohey. No runs, no hits, no errors, and nobody left on base. We go to the fifth. It is 4-2 Dock Spiders here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Pencils, check. Notebooks, check. Gym shoes, check. Safeway to and from practice? Back to school shopping for your teenager can be fun, but wondering how they'll get to practice when you're at work is not. Drive down to 8th Street Auto and find them a reliable and affordable set of wheels. Let the team help you through the pros and cons and needs of your driver so you can sleep better at night. 8th Street Auto in Wisconsin Rapids is here for the family and wants to help keep your young driver safe. Call or stop by today.
Meet Jeff. He is having a party. Unfortunately for Jeff, Mother Nature had other ideas. Don't be like Jeff, cold and wet. Call Party Envy Rentals today for any party, big or small, at 715-465-0122.
Make your party even better with Giant Backyard Games. Party Envy is here for your graduations, weddings, corporate picnics, and more. Make your event the talk of the town with Party Envy at 715-465-0122.
You know that tune. You're a star. You know stuff. Why not win stuff? Maybe it's stuff about TV or movies, but still, you shine at useless information. And WFHR and Culver's want to reward you.
Welcome back.
Join the morning show Fridays for a chance to win one value basket and a kid's meal. Be our next superstar with Culver's Star of the Day every Friday at 97.5 FM WFHR.
Let's get back to the ballpark and more Wisconsin Rapids Rafters baseball on WFHR.
Jordan Toohey has continued to dominate on the mound for the Dock Spiders. He's retired the last five Rafters in a row after starting the game with nine straight. And so now into the bottom of the fifth, the Rafters still trail it 4-2. But Easton Zempel, in his first inning of action, he looked pretty good, although was not pitch count efficient. He threw 24 pitches back in the fourth inning, and hoping to get back on the right track here in terms of pitch count limiting, but hoping for the same results score-wise as Jonathan Fitz is up at the plate. First pitch, a check swing, didn't go as it missed low and away for ball number one. 1-0 the count, and Jonathan Fitz, the right-handed hitting catcher, It's a righty-righty matchup between him and Easton Zempel. It's 2-for-2 this game, 2 RBIs, a double, and a run scored as the 1-0 count misses again for ball number 2, 2-0 count. His last time up was the single, and he eventually came around to score that time. Back in the first, he had the 2-RBI double. And hot today, 2-0 count misses high, now 3-0, and so Easton Zempel certainly being cautious of Fitz, who comes from the University of San Diego, a native of Edgewood, Kentucky. 3-0 the count. Zempel looking home. He fires, and the pitch right down the middle for strike number 1. 3-1 the count. Jalen Gellings is on deck with Camden Kunkey due up in the inning. 3-1 the count, and Fitz looking to do some damage with it. Sends it to the left side of the infield. Picked up at third. Bryant, very casual, but able to throw it to first in plenty of time. It's a 5-3 put out to take care of Jonathan Fitz. And Peyton Bryant's done that a couple of times over at third base, a natural catcher. And so every time when he's hit the ball his way, I've been a little bit worried. But he's made the plays seemingly every time. He takes it very relaxed once he fields the ball and makes sure to have an accurate throw, and he gets him just like he did right there. Brings up Jalen Gellings to the plate with the bases empty and one away in the bottom of the fifth. 4-2, the Dock Spiders lead, and the first pitch misses low for ball number 1, 1-0 the count. Righty-righty matchup between Gellings and Zempel. 1-0 the count from Zempel. Breaking ball hit over to shortstop. Bermudez is there, fields cleanly, throws it to first. It's in time for the 6-3 put out, and that takes care of Jalen Gellings for out number 2. Brings up Camden Kunkey to the plate with the bases empty and 2 away in the bottom of the 5th. Still a 2-run Dock Spiders lead, and Easton Zempel has retired 5 of the 6 batters that he's faced. Even though Devin Nunez took 11 pitches to do so, and along with that, Quinn Chambeau had the 4-pitch single. Kunkey at the plate now, the first pitch on the way, a breaking ball high for ball number 1, 1-0 the count. Kunkey, a right-handed hitting left fielder for the Dock Spiders, comes from UW-Milwaukee, native of Greenville, Wisconsin. 1-0 count, misses inside on the fastball, now a 2-0 count. And Kunkey up for the third time this game. He is 1-for-2 from the plate, grounded into a 6-4 fielder's choice his last time up back in the third inning. And before that, it was a single. 2-0 count in there, called for strike number 1, now a 2-1 count. And so far, this inning has been a little more pitch count efficient for Zempel. This is his 11th pitch on a breaking ball. It's sent to the left side of the infield. Bermudez is there, going to be a tough throw, and he's just going to have to loft it way late, but at least online, as it's an infield single for Camden Kunkey, and it brings up James Bornick to the plate with 2 outs and a runner on first in the bottom of the 5th. Still a 4-2 Dock Spiders lead, and with 2 outs, you wonder what they're going to do here. They've been good with 2 outs this game. I've mentioned it a few times. All 4 of their runs today have come with 2 outs. And they had a 2-out single back in the 4th inning as well. 2-out single here, and the first pitch on the way home on the inside part of the plate, called for strike number 1. James Bornick, the left-handed hitting DH. It's a lefty-righty matchup between him and Zempel. Zempel trying to finish off his second full inning of action. Runner on first is Kunkey. And thought about taking off. The pitch called for ball number 1. It's a 1-1 count. Bornick up for the third time today. He is 1-for-2 from the plate. Singled his last time up, but was stranded there at the end of the inning. He also struck out swinging back in the 2nd. 1-1 the count. Pickoff move back to first. Make sure that Kunkey doesn't try taking off. And taking a look at Camden Kunkey, who currently stands on first base. Kunkey has been on base a few times in his 13 games, but just 1 stolen base as a breaking ball is laced foul down the first base line and out of play. 1-2 the count. James Bornick from Green Bay, Wisconsin. Went to Marion University and stands 6'2", 200 pounds. Has Kunkey on first ahead of him. 1-2 count with two away. Kunkey taking off. Pitches inside. Called for strike number three and would have had him on the out at second either way. But an unnecessary double play as Bornick was out at the plate. So with that, the fifth inning is over. The Dock Spiders, no runs on one hit. There were no errors, and there was one left on base. We go to the sixth inning. It's 4-2 Fond du Lac here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
This one goes out to the elder millennials. We're not as flashy as those other millennials and not as grungy as Gen X, but our music deserves another listen. Burn Before Listening features hits, deep cuts, and some authentic cringe. From 2000 to 2009, Burn Before Listening on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR.